Blog Talk Radio.
That's the last book in the Bible. I want you to turn to chapter 12, and I will start reading at verse 9. I want you to know these things. You probably already know, but I just want you to know a little bit more and remember and have your conversations about it. And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. Did you hear that, children? Sheep? Which deceiveth the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. So Satan did not come alone. His angels were cast out with him. And I heard a loud voice saying, in heaven, now is salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night, and came him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto death. Therefore rejoice, ye heavens, and ye that dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea, for the devil is come down unto you, having great wrath, because he knoweth that he has but a short time. I've read to you from the book of Revelations, verses 9 through 12. I pray that you sheep or you listeners will get some understanding from what has been read to you in our Father in heaven's name, I pray. I also, you sheep to know this, well, I'm going to deviate from the way I normally have my program, but I'm going to sort of stick close to it. Some of the things I will follow along. I'm going to have a word of prayer right now. Our Father in heaven, bless me to say a prayer acceptable to you this time and every time that I have a prayer to you over this medium. I thank and praise you so much for your deliverance from Satan and his demons this week and past weeks, and allowing me to understand that it's Satan and his imps and his demons want me to follow them instead of you. I put my trust in you, my Father. I count it a blessing, as James says in his book, about the evil deeds that are done to me. I count them as all joy. Father, I thank you for your mercy and all of the blessings that you have to me and us sheep. Thank you for allowing us to have our right, same minds and good health and peace and joy. I thank you forever for keeping natural and chemical disasters away from us in Detroit, Michigan. I thank you for protecting us. Thank you for opening our minds to know that we are your chosen children in this world. I thank you for choosing us in America, at least. I know that. I've read that. I'm reading that in this Bible, that we are the real Jews. In Revelation chapter 2 and 9, it says that they are not the real Jews, but we are. And also in Revelation chapter 3 and 9, it says about, they say they are Jews, they are not. This is what they say. But as I have read the Bible, and I encourage the other people to read the Bible, it's in here for their hearing, you know, that they are not the real Jews, and we are. Instead, I don't know why our pastors in the churches have not read this, but I read it, and I am saying, you have told us, you left in your Bible. I'm looking at Revelation chapter 2, verse 9. It says, I know thy works and thy tribulations and poverty, but thou art rich. And I know the blasphemers of them which say they are Jews and are not, but are the synagogue of Satan. So that's why I praise and I thank you, Father, for everything that you have done for us, than us. In Jesus' name, I say this prayer. In Yeshua's name, also known as better known as Jesus. Amen. Now, children, I want you to know that this is the Feed My Sheep show. Happy Friday evening to you all. To me, I say it is the Sabbath. I am Sandra Harris, your host. Thank you all for listening to this program. Peace, Andy. Just in case I might say something or you might want to take a note of what I say to you, just as I have read to you Revelations chapter 12, verse 9 through 12. You might want to jot those down. And the three P's are your pen, pencil, and paper. Yeah, you might want to jot that down. That's right. Satan is here in this earth, which deceiveth the whole world. Thing that he deceives you about is that Jesus Christ, being white, which is not true. Let me see. I'm turning to Revelation 1 and 13. Let's see. And it says, I saw in the midst of the seven candlesticks, one like unto the Son of Man, which is clothed in garments down to the foot, the gift about the paps with the golden girdle. Let me see. That is, I've always been saying Revelations 10, and it's Revelations 14, where it says, his head and his hairs were white like wool. It doesn't say it's straight and stringy. It says white like wool. That's Revelations chapter 1, verse 4. You can call me a lie, but I'm telling you, I'm reading to you what this Bible says. It does not say long and stringy. It says his head and his hair were white like wool and white as snow, and his eyes flames of fire. It does not say blue as in, excuse me, hold on a moment, please. I am busy letting someone in. Hey there. I'm on the radio talking. It says that, hey, baby, it says that his head and his hairs were white like wool and white as snow, and his eyes were as a flame of fire. I want you to read that in Revelations chapter 1, verse 14. So you can call me a liar about anything that I may say, but I'm not lying to you about what is written in the Bible. Now, before I get into Job, where I left off, I want to read something that is in the beginning of the Bible. I want to start there and stop in about after I've read chapter 1 to you all. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And the earth was without form and void. and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, there be light, and there was light. You know, God told the earth to that let there be light, and light came, because it had to come. God created the heaven and the earth. And God said, oh, I read that part. And God saw the light, that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And the evening and the morning were the first day. And this is why I'm saying, like, evening, we're beginning a new day. We're beginning the Sabbath, because Sabbath ends on Saturday evening. And it started this evening, and it ends tomorrow evening. The Saturday evening, the Sabbath evening. Verse 6, and God said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters. Let me read that again. And let it divide the waters from the waters. And God made the firmament and divided the water which were under the firmaments from the waters which were above the firmaments. And it was so. And God called the firmaments heaven, and the evening and morning were the second day. Firmaments are the heavens. Verse 9, and God said, let there be under the heavens be gathered together unto one place. And he called the dry land appear. And it was so. And God said, the dry land, let me read that again. And God called the dry land gathering together of the waters called the seas. And God said that it was good. And God said, let the earth bring forth grass and herbs yielding seeds, and the fruit trees yielded fruit after its kind. There seed in its kind upon the earth, and it was so. And God, and the earth brought forth grass and herbs yielding seeds after its kind, and the yielding of fruit whose seeds was in itself after his kind. And God saw that it was good. And the evening and the morning were the third day. And God said, let there be light in the firmament of the heaven, and divided the day from the night. And then, and let them be for signs for the season and for the days and the years. You got that, see? Let me read it again so you can get a good understanding. And I'm reading chapter 1 because I want a better understanding myself. Even though I have read this to you all when I was in good health, and God has blessed me to have a portion of my health. Most of you know that I have had a stroke in November of 2016. I am reading this again. Some of it I have forgotten, and I'm trying to, my best to read it. My mouth used to hurt when I would move it or when I tried to read. But let me read verse 14 again. And God said, let there be light in the firmament of the heavens to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs, for and for seasons, and for days and years. So that's, those are the reasons that he gives for dividing the firmament, dividing the heavens. Verse 15, and let them for light in the firmament of the heavens to give light upon the earth. And it was so. And God made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day and the lesser light to rule the night. He made the stars also. And God set them in the firmament of the heavens to give light upon the earth and to give to rule over day and over night and to divide the light from darkness. God saw that it was good, and the evening and the day were the fourth day. And God said, let the waters bring forth abundantly the moving creatures that have life, and fowl that may fly above the earth in the open firmament of heaven. And God created whales and every living creature that moved, which the waters brought forth abundantly after their kind, and every winged animal after its kind. And God saw that it was good. And God blessed them, saying, be fruitful and multiply, and fill the waters and the seas, and let the fowls multiply in the earth. And the evening and the morning were the fifth day. You know, I think, excuse me, sheep, and everyone who is listening, I think that man has made night and day wrong. You know, like we start at nighttime, the evening time, and then in the night, and then the morning comes, and we start a new day. And it says evening, and then the morning, that's when we're supposed to start a new day. That's what I'm reading. It says, in the evening and the day, in the evening and the morning were the fifth day. And God said, let the earth bring forth the living creatures after his kind, cattle and creeping things, and beasts of the earth after his kind. And it was so. Kind of the cattle, and the cattle after their kind, and everything creepeth upon the earth after his kind. And God said it was good. And God said, let us make in our, let me read that again. God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over on the earth. So God created man in his image, and the image of God created he them, male and female created he them. Now she, excuse me, I had to burp. I don't know why. I want you all to know that he is going to create Adam and Eve in chapter 2. This is the other people of the world. We are from Adam into his kind. You know, he created man and female. He created them. So we were of a different seed. He blessed us in chapter 2. He created us differently from many of those people or these people in the earth. We are of God's seed. And we should act like we are. We are his blessed people. He has chosen us. Some people has chosen to steal our name and beat us up and put it in slave, take us back to the land that he gave us. And we'll get to that if God will allow me to in the future. But if he doesn't, and if you want to read this Bible and find out more history, then you can do it. I'm just reading chapter 1 for tonight. And in the future, I will read as much as I can. I need to finish this up. And God blessed them. And God said to them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it and have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over every living creature that moves upon the earth. And God said, behold, I have given them every herb bearing seed is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree in which is the fruit of the trees yielding seed to you, it shall be for meat. Maybe we are not supposed to eat meat because he gave us trees yielding seeds. To you it shall be for meat. You see how man has changed things around? He didn't say he gave us animals to eat. He said, here he says that he gave us every tree to eat. He gave them every tree. Verse 30, and to every beast of the earth. Oh, yes, he did. He gave us meat. And to every fowl of the air, and to everything that creepeth upon the earth, wherein there is life. I have given every green herb for meat, and it was so. And God said, and God saw everything was good. And he said, and he had, let me read verse 31 again. And God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was evening and morning and the sixth day. So on the sixth day he made man. And in chapter 2, I will restart that next week, but for right now I'm going to get to Job chapter 26, where I left off last week. And I will start reading from there. Now, I have listed on the switchboard, and the switchboard operator has put an annoying message telling me to call friends. Well, I refuse to do that. I don't want the switchboard to tell me what to do. My lesson is, it says, Job, I was supposed to read Job 24, but I read Job 24 last week to you. And so I'm not going to read it again. Complains of violence on the earth. And that's what his violence, there is violence on the earth today. But I read that to you last week, and I'm reading to you this week, starting at chapter 26, as much as I can read to you, because I don't know how long he would allow me to live. And I'm trying to do what he told me to do, and that is to feed his sheep. And the best way I could do that, I thought or think, is to read the Bible to you, sheep, so that you all will know. And of course, the assignment that he told me to tell you, I want you all to go to Blog Talk Radio and listen to the Feed My Sheep show, the very first tape. I tell you, he gave me a dream. And you know that those dreams come in, let me see. I know that I have written it down in Numbers 12 and 6, where he gives you a dream. That's what he does. And I did not find that Paul had a dream. Paul saw something. His was different from mine, as well as from Samuel or in Jeremiah. So what I want you sheep to do is read the Bible for yourself, and you listen to that first dream of mine where I told you, you know, about he had this hill of babies coming off. They were coming off, shoot, shoot, shoot. They was coming off, and these babies were coming off this machine, and some were alive and some were dead. But, and that's for me to tell you all not to have abortions. They are wrong. We're living in a sinful world, and our country is sinful. I thought they had better sense than allow abortions, but they do allow you to have abortion, and that should stop, in my view. I had a dream that tells me that it should stop. And I was afraid to do what I'm doing, but God has given me the courage to do it, and I'm doing it to the best of my ability. And that may not be good to you, but I'm doing it. Let's go to Job chapter 26, and let me start reading there. It says, "But Job answered and said, How hast thou helped him that is without power? How savest thou the that has no power? How hast thou counseled him that has no wisdom? How hast thou declared the things as it is? To him hast thou uttered words, and those spirits came upon thee. Dead things are formed from under the water, that the inhabitants thereof." What? Let me read that again. Dead things were formed from under the waters, that the inhabitants thereof. There are inhabitants. Inhabitants are, well, under the water? I don't think so. I should say, I don't know. And that's what it is saying to me. Verse 6, Hell is naked before him, and destruction has no covering. The strength of the north place and hanging the earth upon nothing, and binding up the waters in the thick clouds, and the clouds is not rent under them. And he holdeth back the face of his throne, and spreadeth the clouds upon it. He has compassed the waters with bounds until the day and night come to an end. The pillars of heaven trembles are the astonished at his reproof. He divided the seas with his power, and by his understanding he smiteth through the proud. By his spirit he has garnished the heavens, and his hands has formed the crooked serpent. Lo, these are the parts of the earth ways. Let me read that again to you. Lo, these are the parts of his ways, but now little a portion is heard of him, but his thunder is power. Who can understand? And that is the reading of chapter 26. I'm going to stop here next week. I want you, Steve, to read chapter 27 for next week. I am going to have a closing prayer for you all. And again, I want you all to read chapter 27 for next week. Father, we seek come to you as humble as we know, thanking you for your protect in our sleep, thanking you for keeping us and allowing us to follow you, giving us the sense to and the will within our minds to follow you and keep us, Father, protecting us and from the evil one. That's right. Protecting us from Satan and his demons and all those that the devil has. Thank you. I say that prayer in the protecting of us sheep. Amen. And Jesus, Yeshua knows what I am praying. And if it's his will, I will be back with you all next week in reading chapter 27. Now, see, I want you all to go to Amazon. You must not be listening to me. Sometimes you are, and sometimes you're not. I want you to get my three books on Amazon. And since you have not, I'm planning to go elsewhere and have them, my books published there. I want you to get The Unseen, The Passing, and The Broken Plant by Sandra Harris, S-O-N-D-R-A Harris, and get them from Amazon. And I thank you all who are listening. And I want you to be back here with me next week. If it's God's will, I will be, as James would say in chapter 4, verse 15, if it is God's will, I will be back with you, sheep, next week. Amen. And thank God. Because I have a few moments left, I want to tell you, sheep, about the holidays we are supposed to follow. You know that we are to follow. Saturday is the Sabbath day. We are to rest on the Sabbath and keep it holy. Then there is the Passover, and after the Passover is the fruit of unleavened bread, and then there's the day of Pentecost. Then there, after Pentecost, is the Feast of Trumpets. Then after that, the Day of Atonement. After that is the Feast of Tabernacles and the last great day. I want you sheep to know those things. I forgot to tell you earlier. Now I'll play this song for you again. So remember, it's the Sabbath, it's the Passover, it's the Feast of Unleavened Bread, and the Feast of Unleavened Bread is from March the 31st through April 6th.
Help your children.
The Pentecost, the day of Pentecost.
And don't let them fall by the side
of trumpets
of the road.
September the 10th.
And Jesus.
The day of Atonement is September the
19th. Love one another.
And the day of Tabernacles.
And heaven might find.
And the last day is October the 1st.
Jesus.
Next week, God's will. And I know it's His will. Because He loves me like that.
He won't send me back.
He sent me back.
And I know. We've got to walk on.
Come out whether you want to or not.
Walk on through temptation. Cause
I need to write about it.
And His wisdom
will
be our helping hand.
Not as good as it
is. I know the truth.
I need to know what I remember.
And His word
that happened to me
will be our salvation.
Right.
Lift up our hearts to be thankful and glad.
He's not.